WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Valor Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are...
And it is awesome!
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you.
Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's Thursday. You know what that means. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. You come to WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, Twitch.tv/TheMaterialLine to interact with us. And before we get into anything, you can use creator code RocketSoccer, Lindsay Ward, in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy all your new skins and battle passes, because the new season of Fortnite Battle Royale in Chapter 3 has started. So buy your stuff.
Ding!
Hashtag Epic Partner.
So we have stuffs to get into in our pre-WrestleMania week show. I guess it's WrestleMania week Eve. Is that what this is? I don't know.
This is the prelude to WrestleMania week, which starts Saturday when we talk WrestleMania on CBS Radio. But we're here to talk about things happening on WrestleMania weekend tonight on the show, because we're talking NXT Stand and Deliver, which will take place a week from Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on Peacock and the WWE Network. Get into the full card, break down the matches. We're also going to talk about Tuesday's NXT in the back half of Le Program.
Yes.
So, well, let's get it out of the way. Programming note, the Raw post show is not live this Monday, neither is Lindsay for Genshin.
Ding! But it will be live Tuesday.
Late.
Auto drop.
That will be a late stream around 10 o'clock.
I forgot it's on Pacific time. Not Pacific time, but...
Japanese time.
And so when they were like, March 30th, I was like, it's kind of weird that they're doing the drop on a Wednesday. They normally do it on a Tuesday, but okay. So the fact that it's going to be on Tuesday makes me very, very, very happy, because that means that I can roll for Ayato a day early.
Yeah, so that's why there's we have a clock and everything, and it's like, we'll be live Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern-ish. I think that's when we usually go live with it.
Yeah, the update should be live, so Tuesday evening, I will be live 10 p.m. Eastern to roll for Kamisato Ayato and to completely deck him out, because I've got the artifacts. I'm now in the process of leveling the artifacts and farming to get stuff to level the artifacts, so that's now what we're doing on stream.
That is what she's been doing on the stream for the past 6 weeks. She's been doing it, she's been taking care of it, and I'll be there to make smart-ass comments.
The only thing I don't have is a sword for him, because I'm probably going to roll for the sword.
So yeah, everything will be live Tuesday, twitch.tv/LinzWard. I'll probably roll once or twice or three times and see what my streamer luck is too.
Yeah, see if we can get him Ayato.
I don't know, but we'll see. We're gonna try.
We are definitely going to try. But with that, I say we jump right into news brought to you by friends over at MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211.
Before we do, really quick, make sure you go to her Twitch channel to follow there, and go to her YouTube channel to follow and subscribe there, so you can see her reaction to all the Ayato trailer that dropped, because that will be posted, I believe, tomorrow.
YouTube video will be up tomorrow, but the VOD is up on Twitch if you want to go watch it after this show. Please don't go watch it now, but yes, please go to twitch.tv/LinzWard, follow the channel if you enjoy the content, because I do stream Genshin, but I may start mixing some other stuff in, because I'm kind of rapidly running out of stuff to do in Genshin. But they're dropping a new update, so that'll help.
That will definitely help. But yeah, now it's time to get into the news presented by MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. Where do you want to begin?
So let's start at the top. We were talking about streaming, and we should talk about streaming service Shahid, to become the new home of WWE in MENA, including all premium live events and live episodes of Raw and SmackDown. So congratulations to them.
So yeah, Saudi Arabia has, and everywhere around there has their new home for streaming content. You're going to get episodes of Raw and SmackDown. They're going to get live episodes, like a one-hour version of it. They're going to get the main event and, what's it called, Afterburn?
I think so.
It's still the syndicated show. They're going to get all them. I believe Raw and SmackDown, the live episodes are going to be in Arabic, I think. It's either the live episodes or the 1 hour is going to be in Arabic. I don't remember off the top of my head. And they're going to get all the premium live events. So that's their new home for in Saudi Arabia. That's a big, and the Middle East. So that's a big money deal for them, as they were looking to find a place for programming there. So it covers South Saudi Arabia, Middle East, and North America. Or not North Africa. I said North America. North Africa is the three spots for it. So there you go.
There you go. So moving on from there, in an interesting development, I'm not sure how I feel about this, because this is weird. Stephanie McMahon has been added to the board of directors of the FaZe Clan.
Like, what?
What? Like, I mean, they add people to boards of directors of corporations all the time, and it's sometimes really, really random. But, I mean, WWE did have an interest in streaming and competitive gaming there for a hot minute when Fortnite was, like, really super popular and competitive gaming was really super popular, but I think it's cooled off since then.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's weird that she's associated with FaZe Clan.
So FaZe Clan, like, the lifestyle and media platform rooted in gaming and youth culture. Those are your phrases. Youth culture is your phrase there. Today announced its anticipated board of directors to take effect upon consumption of FaZe Clan's planned merger with B. Riley Principal 150 Merger Corporation, which is a publicly listed special proposed acquisition company. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she's on the board of directors with people from FaZe Clan, Single Growth Capital, and all these a bunch of, like, holding companies and such.
Mm-hmm.
But the other interesting name, which was announced a couple weeks ago, that was going to be on the board, Snoop Dogg.
Steph and Snoop Dogg are on the board together. That's pretty awesome.
Like, hashtag phase up, everyone. Everyone, hashtag phase up. It's so weird.
It's just random. Like, it's so, so random.
But that's a good thing. It's like, they're for all the interesting stuff that phase is about, there's some interesting things they've gotten involved with. The fact that they are connected to youth culture, they are the younger fan base in their teens, do enjoy whatever phase does. I mean, you see people like Nick Marks, who's like one of the big faces. Oh, he was on, what, Sports Illustrated?
Yeah, I think so.
Him and all the rest of FaZe Clan, they were, like, featured in Sports Illustrated last year. which is a huge deal.
Oh, yeah. Like, out of all the gaming orgs, FaZe is probably the most famous and infamous for what they've done. Like, I don't think anybody else has, like, 100 Thieves is getting on that level because they've had some big level partnerships, but, like, they've never been featured in Sports Illustrated or anything else like that. So,
because they're gaming, but they're not, like, in every, they specialize in certain aspects of different games. They're COD and a little bit in Valorant. And that's where 100 Thieves is focused on. But they were an apparel company, and then they're a branding group. They're like, they're in there, but they're not like there.
Yeah.
FaZe is deep. And FaZe is one of the groups that have lasted. You have other groups, Complexity is another group that is starting to like grow. That's built around gaming and stuff. But they have a tie in with the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones, because I think Jerry Jones owns Complexity in some manner, or there's a connection there.
I think he's invested in it, or he's a part owner. Yeah, I don't think he's a heavily involved.
It might be the Cowboys. It might be the Cowboys themselves that are involved with Complexity, because the star and everything. But they have influence with big streamers like Tim the Tapman, who's become a part owner. Cloaksy, who was formerly a FaZe, is now part of that organization. And they're a growing organization. But FaZe is like, when you hear like gaming, FaZe has become part of pop culture because a lot of people talk about it, good and bad. So WWE connecting in that manner isn't the worst thing ever for them.
I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good partnership. It's something that, I mean, you can tell that they are connecting into gaming a lot more, because you, for WWE 2K22, you had Tim the Tatman as your influencer that was in the commercials. Instead of just having the superstars in the commercials, you actually had a gaming influencer there and present and pushing the game. And that's a huge step for them to connect into that culture. Now, with Stephanie being on the board, they can do more with that, because they have Up, Up, Down, Down. But I think in terms of Up, Up, Down, Down, it's kind of sort of starting to, pardon the pun, phase out.
It's plateaued.
They're looking to do the next thing, especially with Wiz moving on to G4. And some of the party, or pretty much the entire party, no longer being a part of WWE. They've all left or been let go, unfortunately. So really the core component, which was Kofi Woods and E, they're all still present, but they're all still doing their own thing. So they're looking to still get that audience and still connect into that audience that they had with Up, Up, Down, Down, and have that relevancy. And what a better way to do it by connecting into FaZe and possibly get 2K on some of the streams, or have the streamers show up at a show, like when they're out in LA.
Yeah.
You have like fucking Nick Merckx roll up. Or wait, no, he's in Florida now.
He's in Florida. No, so they did actually have, there was a FaZe, I guess, playthrough or thing with WWE 2K on launch day. There was a partnership. WWE Games tweeted about how they were doing giveaways with FaZe for WWE 2K. So FaZe was like promoting the game in a small manner. So like there's already been that connection. So her being involved kind of makes sense now. Cause like when I saw it, was like, FaZe Clan is tweeting about the video game?
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, that's okay.
Like, G4 is still G4, Ash. It's been relaunched as G4. It streams on YouTube and on Twitch. It's a channel again. There's content.
Yeah. It's separate from WWE.
X-Play is a show on G4. It's still G4. Anyway. But no, it makes sense of why, like, there was a connection there. And now ties back. She was joining the board at the time. Speaking of 2K.
Of 2K.
And WWE, they're going to continue on. I think the success of the video game has helped out a lot, and they're going to continue their partnership going forward, because this was the make or break year for it. And by the way, we have reviews up on podcasts and on YouTube, both channels, Lindsay's and the Rack channel, so go check them out. Plus daily content for WWE 2K22 available now every day at 5 o'clock all the way to WrestleMania Day. There'll be content including simulations of the top matches at WrestleMania.
Hey. But yeah, no, congratulations to WWE 2K22 and 2K themselves. Like you said, this was the make or break year for the game. WWE not so nicely or quietly basically said that they were talking to EA about possibly moving the license. And I think in some cases, rightfully so, because they were upset about 2K20. It was not a good showing for them or for 2K at all. But there were also massive problems with the development of 2K20 that were really out of the developer's control. The game got rushed, it got pushed out, it was buggy, it didn't work, it was good and it was not good. Like, there were good portions of it, but the overall experience with the game was not that great, especially since they had to tried to rebuild it in a rush and it didn't function like it needed to. With this game, they really thought about it. They rebuilt it. They were very thoughtful and it works. And they are they're continuing to take the feedback. They're continuing to correct the game. Like, they just pushed a whole texture update for hair for the Build-A-Wrestler, because I think that was one of at least my complaints and Rock's complaints with the game. Was the hair textures on the Build-A-Wrestler were not that great. It's basically they took the stuff from 2K20, they pushed it in there, and it wasn't showing up as nice. Like, it didn't look as good as what the actual talent were supposed to be, which you expect. Like, they're not gonna sink the time and the money into that kind of thing, but at the same time, it shouldn't look like they just copied and pasted it out of the old game with the old textures. It should at least get some kind of refresh. And when on launch day, it really didn't, or it wasn't displaying properly, but 2K has corrected that and they've pushed an update and it's much better. So it makes me happy that they did all that work and it paid off for them, because that would suck if they did all that work and then WWE's like, yeah, no, we're going to take it to EA. Because what they did with 2K22 is they really built a very, very solid foundation to grow the game and continue to improve the game. And that's what you want. So go them. Mm-hmm. Moving on from there, DJ Valentino Khan will perform at WrestleMania 38, where he will welcome fans with the hottest hits and music as they arrive at AT&T Stadium each night in Dallas. So you have that to look forward to while you're standing in line.
Yeah, he did it at he was the one who did it at SummerSlam too. So it's like, it's an experience, because there's going to be downtime and stuff like that. So it's like, and getting into the building. So it's like, it's cool.
Yeah, it's a good way to entertain the fans, because the people that get in early, they're just kind of sitting there waiting for everybody else to get in and get their food and their merch and everything else. So why not have a little show while they wait? I don't have a problem with that, because all you do is watch the same like 10 videos over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and it makes it feel more like a live event experience where you have a DJ playing. It's a little thing, but it's a cool thing nonetheless.
Yeah. Moving on to AEW, coming to all streaming platforms Friday, April 29th, will be the release of the AEW Instrumentals album.
Because everyone's been asking, apparently, for instrumentals of their music. Now you're going to get it on Friday, April 29th.
Ding! This next one, I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Okay.
And I don't think I have a right to comment on it, but I'm going to comment on it, so I apologize if I upset anybody. AEW and DDT have come to an agreement to bring DDT's wrestlers to the USA. Well, one, this is a great thing. This is cool. This is very cool that they've come to that agreement. Here's where I kind of take an issue with it. Do they really need more talent?
Okay, so they don't. But I think this is something that's been worked upon for a long time, and I think the pandemic played a part in it. I think Daniels and Omega wanted this to happen. They wanted to bring some Japanese talent over and kind of diversify the roster, which is great.
Which is fantastic, but I just...
They don't need it, though.
Yeah, I was sitting here and I was like, this is great. You know, this is going to bring such a wonderful thing to their product, except their product doesn't really need it. They're so overloaded with talent right now. I just worry that they're maybe not going to be able to find spots for everybody.
And it may be something where they walk through the door and out the door and like...
So what you're saying is the forbidden door is becoming the revolving door?
Well, that's kind of what the forbidden door has been, where they've brought in some people who work a couple shows here and a couple shows there and then disappear. Like Kenta has came through the forbidden door for a couple weeks, and Rocky Romero's come in and out of the door and stuff like that, where they're there, but they're not really there. They're not part of the crew, but when you need a big ratings boost or a big match for an idea or something, then that's what they're going to do. But AEW's original idea was to have partnerships with New Japan and other places where you can mix and match talent as you go. So that's where they're at.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
So moving on from there, in other news, congratulations to Brandi Rhodes. Her cooking show that she produces and hosts on YouTube is going to be picked up by DIGA Studios, and they're currently shopping it to networks. So go her.
That's a good move for her. I mean, she's been doing a shout at Brandi in association with AEW for a while. So they're going to come up with some, I guess, something along those lines and move it to a network of some sort that, or another streaming platform for her. So she's trying to carve out a niche for herself, in a spot that doesn't involve wrestling, because she probably wants to have a final run of some sort, but I don't know if World Wrestling Entertainment's going to give her the final run she's looking for. So having other interests and other projects would be a good move for her.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing for her, because it continues to give her her own identity outside of wrestling, which is something she's worked very, very hard for. So it getting picked up, I say congratulations to her. That's awesome. Keep going. Keep doing the thing. Mm-hmm. But with that, I say we take our... Oh, wait, no, we're doing Tweet of the Week.
We're doing Tweet of the Week.
Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace, mm-hmm. until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
The Pool Shark. Pool Shark streaming masterclass tip. Have your viewer list open, and when you see a new name, look at the camera and welcome them. Then find their social security number and steal their identity. Then buy the bank that owns their mortgage and foreclose on their home. Hashtag viewer for life.
He's teaching you the ninja way.
He's teaching you the ninja way, y'all. Malcolm Bivens.
Bivens.
LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow is doing an autograph signing. My first thought wasn't, oh, that's great for the city of Orlando. It was, there's still time to sucker punch him to set up a match at Mania. I'm sick.
Malcolm.
But did he do it, is the question.
I don't know.
Alex Legis. Home Depot should make a Jeff Hardy signature ladder collections, because wrestling fans will buy anything. Bang Zoom. Voice actor Zach Aguilar has been working with us since he was a teenager. We love having him in studio. Jenny Yokobori. How could he have been working with Bang Zoom since he was a teenager? If he's only 12. I'm confused. Because he looks 12.
Yeah.
And Yakko. Is he Benjamin Buttoning? That's all I have.
Bailey, thinking about how I didn't have a match last year at Mania last year either, and how I should have challenged Steve Austin. Dot 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 dot. Beer with a smacking head a gift. I mean, you know, just follow the Kevin Owens way. Someone named Hey Stan goes, "Hey Wendy's, really like your new skin in Fortnite Season 2. It's a picture of the Wendy's girl and then the Imagined. She has the pigtails. Wendy's goes, "Update. They added goats to Fortnite." Hurricane Helms. I signed a WWE Legend deal, so I guess that makes it official. I'm old. Adam Pearce. It is official. Al Snow. I hid in the wardrobe naked, and as she moved closer to the bed, leapt out, causing her to scream loudly. Anyway, long story short, I've now been banned from IKEA.
Oh, dear.
Natalia. This is Natty's ass. Miss Nadhart has too humble to shove it down everyone's throat, but last night was her record-breaking 644th win. Rhea, Carmella, Shayna, and Zelina, wait. Everyone ending in an A in this match is such a loser. She's
trying things.
Cassie Lee. I love Natty's ass. Don't fire her. And that is Tweet of the Week. She tweeted and then realized, wait, ASS. Oops.
Oops.
You can't tweet that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just spell the word assistant next time. Would have been a lot easier.
She's trying things. That's all I can say, because I have no idea. So with that, Isaiah, we're going to take our first and only break of the evening. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about NXT with Stand and Deliver preview. So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Greater Than Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night
event.
CB Radio. Saturday night, midnight as she stood. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Get the hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
WWE superstar Natalya, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. And now, y'all, we are going to be talking all about NXT Stand and Deliver.
We are. We're talking all things Stand and Deliver, but and that coincides with this.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
But before we get into that, before we dive deep into NXT, I don't know if Brent's doing well right now.
Uh oh,
Arizona's losing in the first half.
That's what he gets for acting like a bitch. You insult the Taru. This is what you get.
They're currently down 6 in the first half, but it's been a struggle for Arizona so far. But the big news was Gonzaga's out. So if your brackets weren't busted before,
they're busted now.
They're probably busted more now.
Unless there's like one person that picked them to lose, in which case I say, well done to you.
Yeah. So Villanova advanced earlier tonight. So right now it's Texas Tech and Duke. And Houston and Arizona are currently playing. So we're keeping an eye on the Arizona score as we go, because reasons. But he's probably yelling. And when we say he's yelling, he's probably talking shit to the television. Because he was talking shit the other night. But yeah, so we're gonna dive into some NXT and kind of wrap it around with Stand and Deliver, which is airs a week from Saturday on the WWE Network. Programming note: we're probably not reviewing the show.
No.
So you've been warned, but we're at least previewing the show, and I'll probably tweet out some thoughts about it. But we don't have time in our schedule to cover the show because there's two nights of the most stupendous WrestleMania of all time to cover. So yeah, there's that. But let's get into a little bit of NXT as we are building to Stand and Deliver. We saw some contendership qualifying matches, including Solo Sikoa defeating Roderick Strong to advance to the North America Championship match. It was a good match.
This is a good match, but I feel it's a little bad for Roderick Strong.
Yeah.
Like, just a smidge.
Yeah, well, you know, it's his position now.
It's his position now, but you feel for him. But it was a good match. It was solid.
You had Indy and Persia bickering backstage. Of course, you know.
Reasons.
Tony D'Angelo took on Dexter Lumis. Tony D'Angelo got the victory.
After a distraction.
Yeah, there's a crowbar and... yeah, distractions and everything like that. Ciampa came out and took him out with the fairy tale ending, and he's going to go out on his turn. So there you go. Electro Lopez really quickly beat Fallon Henley.
I'm not sure why they're feuding. Like, I'm not against it. I'm just unsure as to why they're feuding with each other.
They're fake AMW and it's going to have their own girl now, which I guess that's fine.
I guess that's okay. I really, like, I don't know. Like, that's the thing. I really don't know why.
Who did
I don't know what's going on here. I'm very confused.
So if it's AMW, that would make her their Gail Kim?
Because
didn't Gail work with them for a while?
Gail worked with them for a while, and I want to say they had somebody before Gail, didn't they? Like, back in the...
I don't think so.
Back in the Asylum days, didn't they have somebody?
I don't remember.
Like, I don't know, but I feel like...
Because there's names that I remember associated with them, but it had nothing to do with Impact. But that's for a different time and place, I guess. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, but basically they have her, and there is, like, for whatever reason, Legato and them are feuding, but there's no real reason why they're feuding other than, like, there was a mistake made somewhere along the line, which I'm not sure what the mistake even was. It's very,
the mistake is asses. That was the mistake.
Quality booking. That's all I got. Quality booking.
Misunderstanding about the size of something, you know. Anyway.
I mean, it's wrestling. It's getting trashy again. We've got, you know, people necking and people fucking on top of belts and, you know, the whole people putting up porn and, you know, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, the photoshops after that over that picture were interesting. I saw one that was...
I'm just going to say this. They are never going to be able to use... Velvet light or violet light on, like,
black light
on, like, any entrance that involves a title ever. That's all I'm going to say.
Unless it just gives it a nice deep cleaning.
Here's the thing. All those titles have engraving and stones and everything. I don't know how clean you can get that.
I don't know if you'll get it
all the way out.
Lindsay, that's why they have WWE, at least WWE does. They have TV belts and road belts.
Oh, I know. But still,
I know.
I just don't think it's ever going to come clean. Like, I admire the people that have to take care of those titles and have to clean those titles once they get them back. Because they know, right? Like, it's wrestling. We're just going to go on this tangent. Fuck it. Like, throughout the history of wrestling, it's been a thing, right? Like, you do that with the title. Shawn Michaels took his naked pictures with it. Everybody takes their naked pictures with the title. That was a thing for a while.
Ric Flair.
You know, oh god, can you just imagine what Ric Flair's done? Oh, Jesus.
The Space Mountain woos all, yeah.
The amount of times the title's been on Space Mountain is probably insane.
It's gone anyway. For many of a ride. 16 times. Woo!
Yay! Anyway, I just admire the people that have to clean titles. That's all I'm saying, because God only knows what's gone on with those titles and what people have done and the whole nine, and just, I can't imagine. Because remember, do you remember, like, way, way back in the day, the story that came out about the original NXT women's title? What? And how scandalous that was?
You mean how it ended up with a certain British girl?
British girl and, you know, a former GM and a host of G4 and...
Yeah. So they photoshopped the former GM's picture into that other picture I sent this morning.
Nice.
Yeah. Classy,
good
right?
Job.
Classy? Yeah.
Classy.
Yeah.
Very good job.
All right. So let's turn the page and move back to NXT, shall we?
Yeah. Yep. Just going right back where we need to.
Bron Breakker defeated Robert Roode. That's so cool to see the glorious entrance again and again last couple weeks.
I've missed the glorious entrance so hard. Like, it's so nice to have the music back because that's such a good song. Like, that's such a good song in general, but just as an interest theme, it's perfect. So when he lost that, it's like, oh, that was like half of it, like right there. Are you kidding me? And now it's like glorious is back and it's like, praise be.
Ash, not Adam Sessler. Unless you're into that type. No, that's not what we're talking about. Just let it be.
If you don't know what we're talking about, then don't look it up.
Okay, so we were talking before the show, and I want to make a point. Having Bron Breakker work with people like Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler is the key to his growth in professional wrestling. He hasn't had many matches, and him getting to work with these guys weekly on a consistent basis, also Ciampa, is helping him grow and work and move forward. Him beating guys who've had two matches like himself isn't going to get him anywhere, but working with guys like Robert and Dolph consistently week after week will improve him and get him ready to go and become part of the main roster.
Yeah, you can tell that Braun's being fast-tracked and they're very, very quickly getting him ready to go, which I applaud them for. And yeah, I'm fully down for them bringing people like Dolph and Bobby in and having them work with the different NXT talents, because it's good for Dolph and Bobby. But it's also good for the NXT talents because, as Rock said, they're learning from guys that have been in the business 15, 20 years. And especially for Bobby, who came up on the indies and has worked in a lot of different promotions, he has a wealth of knowledge. And Dolph, who I think was on the indies for a little while, but he's mainly, I think, a WWE guy.
He's been through the WWE system. If he was on the indies, it was maybe for a year. But I think he came right through the OVW stage.
Yeah, I don't want to insult him and be like, well, he was never on the indies. It's like, I think he might have been, but I know he came up through like OVW and he was a part of that transition from OVW to FCW and the whole Georgia system there for a while, because I know he was here for a hot minute. So, like, he has that knowledge that he can bring to them as well, because he's been a part of the developmental system, so he gets it. Like, Bobby was in NXT, but Bobby was in NXT for a cup of coffee compared to what Dolph did. So they have their own, like, experiences that they can bring and help the younger talent with.
Yeah.
And I really like that.
So, Bron Breakker got the win. There was a thing with Loomis and the girls and everyone backstage, and he revealed a picture to Duke Hudson of Gunther. Duke was not happy about that.
Mm-mm.
Grayson Waller qualified for the North American Championship ladder match at Stand Deliver, defeating A-Kid. So next week it'll be A-Kid, Roderick Strong, and Cameron Grimes in a qualifying match. In the final one, because they were the three losers, so they get one last chance. The second chance qualifying match, I guess is the best way to phrase it, for them next week. The Creed Brothers defeated the Grizzled Young Veterans.
This was good, but it ended weirdly.
How so?
Like, you had this group that I guess is going after them, and I don't know who it is. But they were masked and they were like messing up the room and they had like spray painted stuff in there and...
Yeah, it was like they sprayed it with Don't Cry. It was probably the people who beat them up a couple weeks ago in the parking lot.
Yeah, and it's like, it's fine, but it's just like, this is weird. What is going on?
Looks like they're debuting a new team.
Could be.
Gunther defeated Duke Hudson. Shocker.
He slapped Duke Hudson's nipple off. Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
And I saw a picture of Duke Hudson's chest, like, after the match. Owie. Just owie. That's all I can say.
And then it came interesting as LA Knight came out to confront Gunther. They went back and forth, leading to a match coming up between the two at Stand Delivery. You had MSK get involved as well, but it'll be Gunther and LA Knight. Stand and deliver.
Okay. LA Knight's gonna die, but, you know, all right.
And then it was the finals of the Women's Dusty Cup, the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, gives Io Shirai, Kaylee Ray defeating Wendy Chu and Dakota Kai.
Okay, I felt really stupid watching this.
Okay.
Because at one point, I was sitting here watching it, and I was like, why is Wendy Chu beating up Kaylee Ray? Aren't they partners? And I went, no, wait, no, no, they're not. No, no, no.
See,
but I sat here for like a good minute, like, why is she beating up her partner?
So there was a swerve.
There was a swerve.
So Mandy and the girls came out afterwards to interrupt the celebration. And everyone thought it would be a tag team match. Io and Kaylee taking on JC and Gigi. Instead, the swerve. They don't want the tag titles right now. They want the women's championship. So instead of fighting for the tag team titles, they're adding themselves to the women's championship match, making it a fatal four-way at Stand and Deliver.
Okay. All right.
So that's where we stand. So that was NXT in itself.
It was a good send-off for Stand and Deliver.
Still one more week, but yeah, it was a night. It filled all the gaps.
It definitely filled all the gaps.
It allows us to do what we're about to do right now.
Yep.
Previewing the show.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for giving us a 95% full card of Stand and Deliver, as mentioned, which will be airing on WWE Network and Peacock Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 Central, a week from this Saturday. So let's get into the show, shall we?
Yeah.
What's first?
Alrighty. So what's first? Well, let's talk about it. LA Knight versus
Gunther.
You have Gunner, but it's Gunther.
Gunther. Yeah.
Walter.
Walter. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think the preview is just LA Knight's gonna die. Like, I don't know what else to say.
I think he's probably going to die. That's a given, right? LA Knight, we assume, is going to die. But what if LA Knight doesn't die? What if a win for LA Knight actually happens? It would be shocking, wouldn't it?
It would be shocking.
It all depends. So before the show, we were talking about people they could bring up. He's another one.
Yeah, he is another one. I don't feel like Gunther / Walter is going to be down in NXT for too long, simply because he was in UK for a really, really, really stupidly long time. And part of that was because he did not want to come over to the States. He didn't want to work in the States that much. Like, he was willing to come over for short jaunts, but ultimately he did not want to move here. He did not want to work here. He just wanted to do his own thing. And obviously circumstances have changed and he's now very interested in working over here and I think living over here.
Yeah.
So that transition has occurred for him, and I think they want to get him up on the main roster because it's something that he's sort of that one of those last bastions of the Hunter era, and he's someone that you can bring up with Imperium. He's got a good look to him. He's aggressive. He could fill that giant role really, really well because he's just a big, thick dude. Although he's not as thick as he used to be. He's laid off the sweets and the whatnots, and he's trimmed up definitely, but yeah, I feel like Walter at the very least is gonna get sent up sooner rather than later.
I would say the same thing about LA Knight. I think he's going up too.
I don't know about LA Knight. I go back and forth on him because I think it's like they have, like, he definitely has everything. That's why he's there, but I don't know how he fits onto the main roster and where he goes. Because I think he's someone that unless they come up with a really, really good story for him, he's going to kind of get lost in the shuffle. And once that happens on the main roster, it's really difficult to get out of it. And that's my worry, because that happened to him in NXT, was they brought him in and then he just kind of sort of got lost for a while.
Yeah, but he has the mic work that can probably carry him on there. Like, he may not be the best in-ring worker, but he has the charisma and mic work that could carry him.
He does, but I don't know if that's what they want. Like, that's the thing. I think he has all the right tools. It's just a question of, do they want to utilize them or not?
Like, part of me sees him as a good foil for Roman. Like, as a talker.
He's a good foil for Roman as a talker, but I don't know if they see him as someone that can go against Roman.
I don't know. But I don't see him long for NXT, this version of NXT, because he's been around too long in wrestling to be down there now.
Oh, yeah, 100% agree with that. I think the priority is to get the guys and girls that have been down in NXT for a very, very long time and are essentially what would be considered the Hunter era of NXT out. Either getting them up to the main roster, getting them out of the system, whatever they want to do, but getting them out. And then that way they can bring new people in and they can fully turn the brand over. Because they kept some people down there to help basically do the rebrand and have those familiar faces, so it's not all brand new, because you had a bunch of people leave in rapid succession, and then you had the rebrand. It was like, oh my god, this is too much kind of thing, I think, for a lot of people. And now we've all settled back in, so they've been very, very thoughtful in how they've moved people on. This includes someone like Tommaso Ciampa, who is really considered the heart and soul of NXT outside of Johnny Gargano. He's been there for 6 years. He's been part of some of the biggest moments in NXT's history. And so to have him transition the way that they're doing it is really, really nice, because he's going out on his terms. We know he's leaving. We know where he's going, but they're telling the story in a way that we can bridge that gap very nicely. And I think they're trying to do that for a lot of people, as opposed to just taking them and transplanting them, because that doesn't work.
Yeah.
They have understood, and I think they finally figured it out, that you have to bridge the gap a little with specific people to introduce them to the new audience, because not everybody that watches Raw or SmackDown watches NXT.
No.
And not everybody that watches NXT watches Raw or SmackDown, so if you want to see that person, you have to watch that show.
I mean, it's very clear it's one third of the audience.
Yeah. So they're being smart about it. I think they finally looked at their numbers and been like, okay, how do we do this? Let's do it like this and see if this works. And it's working. And they're doing it for other people, like Bron Breakker. They're bridging Bron Breakker as well. He's another one that I feel like is going to get called up soon. So
And I'm on the boat with Carmelo Hayes. He's probably going up as well.
Yeah, so I think they have a list of people that they're going to send up, but it's like I think the people that have been there the longest are going to get fast tracked, because that makes sense to just get them out and get them moving and do the thing and refresh NXT again, because that's the whole point. So Walter could lose to LA Knight, and you could send either one or both up, that's fine, but I don't see Walter losing.
Because here's where the second point of that was. Okay, so LA Knight loses, you can send him up to the main roster. Gunther wins, then that's gotta put him in line for a title shot, right?
Yeah, and that could solve your problem with the title.
Yeah, and you keep Walter down another 6 months with the title. And because if you're not gonna bring them all up together, you can wait on Walter. Because let him continue to settle in. Because you just brought him back. You just brought him over, I should say.
Yeah.
And started the push. So, anyway. In terms of who you're going, Gunther, Walter?
I'm going Walter, yeah.
I'll second that. An LA Knight win wouldn't surprise me, but I'm going to go with Gunther on that one. Magic 8-Ball, does Gunther win? Outlook looks good. Wheel?
Mm.
Wrestler 2.
That on our sheet is Walter Gunther, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Next.
All right. Up next, we have, speaking of Tommaso Ciampa, Tommaso Ciampa versus Tony D'Angelo, and what is probably Tommaso's last match in NXT.
It's his last stand, yeah. He gave his heartfelt speech goodbye. Was it last week?
It was last week. He gave a really good promo saying goodbye.
And they've been you've been seeing him slowly transition up.
Yeah.
You saw him working this stuff with Duff and kind of introducing him to the Raw brand. I have a feeling like he's done everything he can for the old black and gold and the new 2.0. He's done everything he can. So either he's going up or he's going. Either one. I think that's a decision he has to make. But with them giving him new music and him dyeing his beard and everything, you know, aging himself younger, I think he's headed up to the main roster. I think he's going to be looked upon as a guy who may not be a main eventer up on that brand, but he'll be a guy who can fill a role that could be needed, whether it be on Raw or SmackDown, as a guy who, if you put him in the ring, you give him 5 to 10 minutes on a Monday or Friday night, he will deliver the best match he can. And if you need him to go 20 minutes in a main event, he'll be able to deliver, because he's been able to deliver it for a very long time for them. He's going to be a trustworthy hand to work with people, to help bridge the gap, so when you bring up the Bron Breakers and the younger talent. You have the new veteran talent to go along with guys like Dolph and Sheamus and Bobby, who all kind of work with the young talent. He can be another one who can be sort of a player coach type deal. Like, he'll be a wrestler always, but he'll be the guy who can help bridge him up while still getting a shine. He can still work with the guys like a Finn Balor and an AJ Styles and deliver great matches. And boy, would those be great matches to see on the main roster. AJ Styles and Tommaso Ciampa, give me that match. Give me that match on a main event of Monday Night Raw or a 10 o'clock spot where they get 15 minutes and let them go, because that would be fun. It all depends what Vince sees in them. The fact that they gave him new music means they see something, that they want to do something with him. They have an idea. Okay, we see him as viable, because they would have made new music if he was leaving.
Well, I feel like, didn't he just re-sign a contract not that long ago?
I don't know.
I feel like his contract and Johnny's contract kind of came up around the same time, and I think Tommaso re-signed and Johnny didn't, or maybe Tommaso signed an extension on his contract. I don't know. I think they see something in him. I know Tommaso kind of was adamant about staying down in NXT as long as he could, but obviously things have changed. There's a rebrand. They're trying to get people out. So it's you either go or you stay. I think he's staying because I think he's kind of looking around at the landscape. And I think it's like, you know what? I'm in a good spot right now. Let me wait some stuff out and see how it goes in terms of like ROH and the whole redoing of ROH and how that's going to go. Because honestly, nobody knows what's going to happen there, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, we just don't know. And in terms of AEW, we talked about it in the news. AEW has a lot of talent. They're bringing in more. And you have people that they come in, they're used for a few weeks, and then they sort of get dropped. And they kind of get lost in the shuffle, and they end up on Dark or Dark Elevation or whatever. And you really don't see much of them anymore. So it's like, as a guy, it's like, well, you know, my whole point is to wrestle to be seen. I don't want to be wrestling there, potentially, even though it's like, yeah, I can get on the YouTube show, but that's a YouTube show. And for someone like Tommaso, who's been in the big leagues, like WWE, it's like, dude, is that what I really want? Like, he can always go back to the indies, because that's where he came from. There's a question of, is that what he wants or not, to be just, like, relegated to basically YouTube.
So, the interesting note about his contract is, he signed a new deal back in 2016, like, it was a multi-year deal, but there is probably a clause in the contract to extend his time due to injury.
Probably, yeah.
Because he missed, like, a year.
Yeah, because of his neck, shoulder.
Yeah, so there's probably injury provisions in there. And he'll probably sign a new deal. I would suspect if he goes up, he has signed a new deal with the company. It may be a short-term deal, but there's a new deal in place. And he doesn't want to leave. At least I don't think he wants to leave. But you never know.
I mean, I think he's biding his options. It's like, you know, okay, this is what they want me to do. I'll do it, because it's like he has the out clause, right? Like, he knows he has the out clause. Worst case, I work to the end of my contract and then I'm out. And that's anybody in that company that's not happy. It's like, all right, I just worked to the end of my contract and I'm out.
Right.
And or I asked for my release and maybe they'll give it to me.
And for him, he knows his time in wrestling, because he's had neck issues and what have you and knee stuff. It's like he knows his body can't take another long. He's on the downside rather than the upside of his career. So he's a guy who probably, he is a kid that he probably needs to put money away for. So getting another guaranteed contract is probably a good thing for him long term. By the way, at the half, it is 34-28. Arizona's losing.
Get wrecked.
Anyway, as far as the match itself goes, as painful as watching Tony D'Angelo beat Tommaso is going to be,
Tommaso goes out on his back. I'm sorry. I just feel like that's going to happen.
I mean, the old saying in wrestling is, if you're leaving the territory, you do the honors on your way out. If he's leaving the territory, he does the honors on the way out and puts over the new star. So you're going Tony?
I'm going Tony.
I'll go Tony as well. 8-Ball, does Tony D'Angelo beat Tommaso Ciampa? Emphatically, no.
Okay. Wow.
Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
And on our sheet, that is Tommaso.
Okay. Well, we are divided. Up next, we have Imperium taking on the Creed Brothers and MSK for the NXT Tag Team Championships. This is tricky.
This should be the Creed Brothers.
This should be the Creed Brothers.
But with that, the whole attacking thing and then adding MSK to this, like, you had the Creed brothers win the Dusty, and like this could be their moment. This could be their time to shine. This is prime for them to kind of get something. And a Malcolm Bivin celebration when the Creed brothers win would be fantastic.
Oh God, it would be amazing,
especially in front of 4,000 people in Dallas.
It would be epic. But, and it would make sense because Imperium is another group that has been in NXT a long, long time. And typically wherever Gunter/Walter goes,
I was going to say, yeah,
Imperium goes with him because it's a group. It's a whole faction. So if Walter is not long for NXT, then Imperium is not long for NXT. And they actually led the charge before Walter ever showed up. Like, Imperium came over from UK first, and they were in NXT first, and then Walter came over.
Yeah, so if Walter Gunther's going up, they should go with. Don't know. You don't know sometimes.
I will say this, like, I would like to see the titles move. This is not a knock on an Imperium at all, but I just would like to see the titles move, just because Imperium's had them, I feel like, for a long time, and they really haven't done much with them. And I know MSK had them, and they had them for a while, but I would like to see them go on someone like the Kree Brothers, just to give the Diamond Mine a little boost.
I feel like MSK has fizzled.
MSK has kind of fizzled a little bit. Like, I think the one general thing that we can say about NXT is that a lot of people lack a direction. That's the difficult part. And because of that, you have certain people struggling with what to do. It's like we were talking about it before the show with Legado del Fantasma. Legado del Fantasma was fantastic against Hit Row. And when they have a direction, especially for Santos Escobar, he's really, really great. But when he doesn't have anything, or they don't really know what to do with them, they're really just kind of sort of awkward. And that can be true for a lot of people on the roster. It's just like, it's just there. It's just present. And you have some people shining and thriving in the moment, but you have a lot of people who are not. And that makes it really tricky.
Yeah.
And Imperium are those kinds of guys, with the gimmick that they have, that they need a direction. They need a purpose. They need a point. And unfortunately, I just don't think they have that for them right now. But they have one clearly for the Creed Brothers, and they could have one for MSK, but probably not. So it would make sense that they go, that the titles move over to the Creed Brothers, and you give MSK, or not MSK, excuse me, the Diamond Mine, that extra shine.
Because if it's about developmental, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something you do. By the way, I just saw the ticket numbers for Stand Delivered. They're doing pretty good. About 3,700 so far sold.
Okay, that's good.
Out of a setup for 5,300. That's not bad. It's pretty good.
That's not bad at all.
Especially for the first time in a long time, the NXT brand has sold tickets. That's pretty good. It just popped up on Twitter as we're doing this. I figured I'd mention it because I mentioned the number before. I feel like MSK has fizzled. It just, they did this stuff with Riddle, and it just sort of like, it was fine, but then it just,
like, tapered off. Like, it just died.
It went nowhere. And the fans there kind of have been mixed with them as well. It's like, they're good in the ring, but they're not fantastic. They miss something. I don't know what it is, but to me, they miss something. Imperium, you can always put the belts back on them. They've been multiple time team champions wherever they've been. They're the solid hand. I wouldn't be surprised if Imperium retained, but on a show. Okay, so I'll put it like this. If this was still at the PC, Imperium winning would be no real shock. MSK winning, be all right. But they're in front of fans. They're in front of an actual crowd. This will be the real test. Are the Creed brothers actually getting over? Is anyone on the show getting? That's the test. Is Tony D'Angelo going to be ready? That's a test. Is LA Knight as popular as we think he is based on the crowd reaction he's been getting in the PC? I don't know. It's going to be a real test because they're in front of a crowd that's more than 50 to 255 people. So before anyone asked, no, it was not Comcast. It was worse.
It was the power company.
It was the power company.
Anyway, NXT Tag Team Championship, who are we picking?
I'm going with the Creed Brothers. It's their time to shine. So I think the big opportunity with the live crowd, give them their moment. If it's all about them building new people, put them over. Who you got?
I'm going with the Creed Brothers as well. I think the titles need to move. MSK and Imperium have both had them. So let somebody else shine. Plus, Malcolm Bivens is Malcolm Bivens, and he's amazing. And let's just let him do all the things.
Magic 8-Ball, does Imperium retain? Very doubtful. Okay. Mm. Do the Creed brothers win? Probably did that one too quick. Do the Creed brothers win? No. Okay. So that means MSK will win. So we got to spin the wheel. Actually, that's the wrong wheel. Hold. Wrong wheel.
Wrestler 4.
It did not save the right wheel. It didn't open up the right wheel because it just went, hey, we're just going to do it like that one. Because I had that one set up for later. Here's the right wheel.
Wrestler 2.
That would be the Creed Brothers.
Hey.
All right, now what's next?
Next, we have the NXT Women's Championship on the line as Mandy Rose defends against Cora Jade, Io Shirai, Kaylee Ray. I don't know how to pick this because I feel like it's a little too early on Cora.
But I don't know if it might be time.
It might be time because she's at peak sort of like popularity right now. But I also don't know about Io and Kaylee because it's like Kaylee is a former NXT UK champion. She is actually, I think, the longest reigning champion with the title.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she holds the record. Io Shirai is Io Shirai. She's a former multi-time champion.
She's in the match to just sort of be the veteran of the match.
They've been trying to do something with Kaylee. They've been trying to do something with Cora. But they're also doing something with Mandy. And I don't know if they need to take the title off of Mandy, because I don't know if she's really had what I would consider a tough title defense. Nothing comes to mind anyway.
I mean, she's had some title defenses. She had the thing with Raquel and stuff like that, but I don't know if tough's a weird word to describe it. I don't think it's a bad thing if she loses, though. I think, again, if it was in the PC, you can get away with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a night of baby faces go over. I feel like this is a night where the baby faces get their big moments because it's a live crowd. It's a different crowd. And if Cora Jade is going to be a future star for this company in some fashion, she needs something to hang her hat on. The NXT Women's Championship has been great for Mandy and the girls. Like, Toxic Attraction's been a big thing for them. But I think they could also be an act that's going away. I feel like an act that they could be coming up. I was 100% on the Cora Jade bandwagon going into this match up till Tuesday. Them adding Kaylee and Io kind of raised some doubts where Mandy could pin Io and Cora still has the time to get her one-on-one match. But I'm thinking Cora goes over on this one just because I think it's a deserved win. I think she got screwed out of it before. And I think this would be the one to give it to her for and just let her run with it a little bit. And it doesn't have to be short. Like, NXT doesn't need 6, 8, 10 month title reigns to be successful. Short Burst are okay. Braun Breaker was short and already won and lost the title. So it's like, it's not like he can't get it back, which we'll talk about in a minute. I think for Mandy, she can always get the belt back. They can do a quick ton of rain, and in a month from now on TV, she gets it back with help from the girls. You know what I mean? Or Toxic Attraction gets moved up and gets to one of the main brands, and they become strong villains up there for whatever brand they're needed on. You know?
Here's my thing, though. I don't know if they work on the main roster.
That's another thing. That's what this brand's built for. It's like, I guess it should be.
Because here's the thing, like, the Mean Girls thing doesn't necessarily work depending on what show they go to, because it's like you had Sasha and Bayley do that for so long. And when you think of the heel women and you think of really sort of the bad bitch kind of girl, you honestly think of Sasha Banks because she's so good at it. Like, that's not to say anything against her personally, because I'm sure she's a lovely person personally. But, like, just in terms of being a heel, she's super good at it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Mandy can outshine her with Toxic Attraction. I really don't. So, and it's like in terms of going to Raw, there's Becky, who we'll talk about that more next week in terms of what's going to go on with her. But Becky is still probably going to be your top heel coming out of WrestleMania unless she takes a break, which I very much doubt she would.
No, because she took a year. She was gone for a year on heel. She's been primed and ready, and she's not going anywhere.
So to bring Mandy and Toxic Attraction up, you could have them as secondary heels as a group. But I just don't think it's going to work. I think it's going to get lost in the shuffle. it's good for NXT because the women's division in NXT, God love it, is really not that strong. It hasn't been for a while because they pull a lot of people up, they let some people go, they trimmed that division out, and now they're in that rebuilding phase of the division, and part of that has been Mandy, and they've done a great, great job with it.
And Cora as well. She's been a, you know, prominent member of... She's been the chosen one of the group. Like, Gigi and JC have been there with Mandy, but as a solo act or in a tag form, she's been the one they've been pushing the most of all the new girls they put in.
Yeah, Cora's kind of that top standout baby face that they've been really pushing because she's the cute, sort of awkward skater girl. And then she turned 21 and all hell broke loose. In a good way. So for her, I could see them putting the title on her. Because now you have Mandy chasing Cora for the title, and you can use Mandy's ability as the heel with Toxic Attraction to chase Cora. And you can have Kaylee and possibly Io or some of the other women align with Cora to take down Toxic Attraction. Because I think if Mandy's going up, Mandy's going up on her own. I don't think she's going with the group. Like, Gigi and JC are good, but Mandy doesn't necessarily need them.
Then I would assume Mandy's staying then, in that scenario.
Yeah. I don't see Toxic Attraction coming out of NXT. It could, but I just don't see it surviving NXT because it gives them, honestly, more mobility to send Mandy up on her own and then send JC and Gigi up on their own. And that gives you just more runway with them. Like, you could bring them up as a group and you could split them as a group, but I think ultimately it's not going to last. Because I think even it has its own lifespan.
Yeah, it does.
So it's, and we're, I think in some ways, we're rapidly reaching the end of that lifespan because it's like, you can only do so much with it, right? Like, they're the mean girls.
Yeah.
That's who they are. That's the gimmick. Mm-hmm. Is there we're the supposed mean hot chicks that everybody wants to be and you can go fuck yourself because you're not us. That's the gimmick. That's what it is. And as a group, it has a shelf life.
Yeah.
So I think at some point we're going to see dissension in the ranks, and at some point we're going to see either Toxic Attraction just go away, or we're going to see somebody get called up, and that's going to be the end of it, and that's it. Like, it's a catalyst to get Mandy over. It's always been a catalyst to get Mandy over. Are Gigi and JC a boon for the fact that they've gotten them over as a tag team? Sure. It's done great things for them. It's introduced them to the audience. It's set them up to be players in NXT, but it has always been the platform to put Mandy Rose on to revamp Mandy Rose because she came back down to NXT because she was floundering. They didn't really know what to do with her. They had her in the Otis storyline for a long time. That ended. They had her with Sonya Deville. That ended, and they didn't really know what to do with her. And she was just kind of drifting. So they sent her back down to NXT. They repackaged her. They reinvented her. She's in the process of doing that now. And then they'll probably send her back up with a new gimmick, with or without the group.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to the match, I just don't know. I don't know who to pick. My heart wants to pick Cora, but I don't feel like it's time for Cora, but at the same time, I don't know if they're going to get another chance on her.
I think it's now or never. And if it's never, it doesn't mean the end of her, but you kind of need her to win this one, I think, for her momentum in the brand. Because I think she just needs more in-ring work before going up. I think she needs a little bit more time. So it's like putting the belt on her would make her and give her, okay, she's a former NXT Women's Champion. Now there's some history. Now there's some sort of behind it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That down the line, a year from now, when they want to bring her up, she's good. I'm going Cora.
I can't pick between Cora and Mandy. I really can't, because I feel like Mandy's good. You know what? Let's go Cora, because I feel like Mandy's better when she chases.
Hey, Magic 8, but will Mandy Rose retain? Yes. Wheel?
Wrestler 2.
Who's Wrestler 2 on our thing? Cora?
Because
I don't have that yet.
Io Shirai.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Next.
Up next, the North American Championship ladder match. Carmelo Hayes, Santos Escobar, Solo Sikoa, Grayson Waller, and a last person that has yet to be named. It could be Cameron Grimes, A-Kid, or Roderick Strong. Personally, we're all hoping for Grimey, I think. That will be decided next week.
Is there one more? Is that all of them? I think so. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah. I think it's a 5-man.
I thought it was going to be 6. Is it only 5?
I think it's 5.
I'm looking it up to make double check.
Yeah. Google it real quick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5. Okay. Fatal 5-way. All right. For some reason, I thought 6 at one point. It's 5. Okay, cool. We're good.
I think it's usually 6 just to have it be even, but for this, it's going to be 5.
Yeah.
This is going to be very good.
Yes.
It's going to be a little insane. You have Santos in there. I think he's going to be running the match. They'll probably... See, it's like I can see them picking Grimes, but I can also see them picking Strong just because you need another vet in there. Because I don't know if Grayson Waller's ever done a ladder match. I don't think he has.
I don't think he has.
I don't know about Solo. And I don't think Carmelo has. He might have.
He may have.
Like, Solo might have experience with a ladder match, but I don't know. But it's like, you definitely have some people in there that don't have any experience.
Or very limited.
Experience. Or very limited experience. So someone like Roderick Strong, who has a lot of experience, could be a good fit. But also Cameron Grimes, because I think Cameron Grimes has a lot of experience as well.
Yeah, especially being in the X Division for a long time.
Yeah, so, you know, he knows what's up.
Terms of a winner?
You know what? Honestly, I kind of want it to be Santos. Just to give him a damn direction. Because I feel like Grayson Waller is on the fast track. I don't know if they're ready to do something with Solo. I want more feuding between Santos and Carmelo, because I feel like that could be a really strong feud. And you have Santos kind of come out of nowhere and he takes the title from Carmelo and he's like, come get it. And now Carmelo's got to go through all of Legado to get to Santos, and they just lock that down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could think of worse things. Like, if Cameron Grimes gets in the match, obviously I want Cameron Grimes to win, but I don't know what they're doing with Cameron Grimes. I don't know if they know.
I don't think they know. I think they're trying to clean him up a bit. I think Solo or Carmelo are your obvious answers for this match.
Mm-hmm.
Because they see something in both. We've talked a lot so far tonight about changing championships, creating new champions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think out of all the 4 title matches on this show, I think this is a match Carmelo needs to win. Unless he's going up. Unless he's fast-tracked for the main roster night after WrestleMania or SmackDown after WrestleMania, then he drops the belt. If not, keep the belt on him. Let him continue to grow as champion. I think his swagger, if he's staying down NXT, the swagger needs to be there where when he shoots, he scores. He doesn't miss. This was his idea. This was his match he wanted. He wanted to take the big shot. So if you're keeping him down there, let him hit the big shot and deliver. So I'm going Carmelo. And you're going Santos?
Yeah, why not? Let's go Santos. Because just because you take this big shot doesn't mean that you're gonna hit it.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got 4 other guys in there with you?
Yeah. Magic 8-Ball. Does Santos Escobar become the North American champion? It is certain. All right. Wheel? We want this one. Yeah.
Wrestler 1.
Carmelo.
Okay. All right. And last but certainly not least, the NXT Championship is on the line as Dolph Ziggler defends against Bron Breakker. This is another tricky one to pick because Bron's on his way. We don't know when he's going, but Bron's on his way. So do you put the title on him or do you leave it on Dolph? And Rock and I were kind of talking about this before the show, and it's like, ultimately, I feel like it needs to stay on Dolph. I don't think it needs to go back to Braun. He doesn't need it, and if anything, it's a complication for him if the intent is to send him up sooner rather than later. Keep the title off of him, then he can go whenever you want him to. You don't have to do the awkward quick title change, or he has to give it up, or whatever. He's got no strings attached on him. Dolph is a good champion. He can be down there. You can have somebody else, like, say, an LA Knight. If he's not going, or Walter, if he's not going, roll up and fight Dolph for the title. You could also have someone, say, like Carmelo Hayes, who may not be going up quite yet. If he loses the North American Championship, he could challenge Dolph and be like, you know what? All right, I shot my shot, but I'm going to shoot a bigger shot. I'm going to go for Dolph. And you have Carmelo Hayes take the title off of Dolph.
I mean, you can certainly do that, yeah.
So it's just the question, I think, of what's going to happen with the title. But I feel like, at least for me, Dolph's going to win.
Like, it all makes all sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Bron Breakker wins. I think he gets called up. If he gets called up, he can be champion being called up and drop the belt at some point. I don't think they have a problem with him working both days. Because for him, it's about experience. And the more experience you get, working more time you work, the more experience you get, it's not the worst thing in the world. So for me, I think Bron Breakker regains the title. I don't know how long he'll hold it for after that, but I think I don't think Dolph Ziggler walking out of that building a week from Saturday as champion is the way to send fans home happy. And I think they're in a position where I think they can send the fans home happy with Bron Breakker winning. And you figure it out from there.
Maybe.
So I'm going Bron Breakker.
I'm going to go with Dolph.
Magic 8-Ball, does Dolph Ziggler retain? Outlook is good.
Hey.
Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
Dolph.
Okay, so I guess we're split.
We are, in fact, split.
And with that, I think we're done. What do you think?
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Thanks for sticking around after a little power outage. But we came back very strong from there on out. Anyway, that'll do it for us. Coming up. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, yep, that does it for us.
That does it for us. Coming up, WrestleMania week, where coverage begins this Saturday on CB Radio at CBRadioLive.com. GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. We'll give our picks, quick pick 'em with the boys on CB Radio midnight-ish. Before that, we'll have Fortnite with friends. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, we'll do a full in-depth preview with the crew. We'll be Brent, Tim, and Keishi live 10 p.m. Eastern for WTR Sunday night Wrestle Talk Radio. Yep, Keishi's confirmed. Programming note, as we mentioned at the top of the program and on Monday, the Raw Post Show will not be airing live on Monday. Neither will Lindsay be streaming on Monday. But we'll be...
No.
So, you'll be fine about that. We'll be live Thursday night, though, for our full in-depth preview of WrestleMania. That's all we're talking about. We got two nights to talk about. So we're going to go... It's going to go long, like tonight. We're going to go long. We're going deep. We're going to talk all the things. We're going to talk all about the rumors, the speculation, the Codys, and the more for our WrestleMania preview.
Ding.
That's next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Continuing the WrestleMania coverage, the Rack will be live following day one of WrestleMania. On that Saturday, on WrestleMania Saturday, we'll be live right after it ends. So there'll be no CB Radio that night. WTR will have a full review on that Sunday. We'll have post-show coverage for Raw on the Raw Post Show, Raw After Mania, that Monday. And for day two of WrestleMania review, we'll be live the following Tuesday, or following Thursday. So check that all out. All podcasts will be available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Amazon Music, and iTunes. You can catch all the coverage right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive. There'll be full coverage of like simulated matches starting Sunday for WrestleMania matches on youtube.com/rackradioshow. There's content right now on youtube.com/rackradioshow featuring shorts of wrestler mashups for their entrances and more. So you want to check that out. Oh, good. Twitch is dropping. That's even better. Cool. That's all the fun stuff. That's everything I needed tonight. Twitch dropping as well. Anyway, make sure if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code ROCKINSOCK or
Lin's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LENSWRD. Check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward, where I stream Genshin Impact and occasionally Fortnite. You can follow me on YouTube, linsward.rackradioshow.com, or just look for Lin's Ward on the YouTube channels. The Genshin Impact stuff is uploaded the day after I stream it, so the VODs are all there for your viewing/listening pleasure. There's also my review of WWE 2K22. For your viewing pleasure, if you would like to go check that out as well. And since you're on YouTube, go check out youtube.com/MBG1211, MBG Films, because he's awesome and he's amazing and we love Matt very much.
Also, before you wrap it up, and if Twitch calls up, make sure Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, we'll be live on twitch.tv/Lin's Ward with the IATO polls and 2.6 update.
Yes. I'm spending money on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Come watch me do it.
Tuesday.
He's coming. He's here. Thank God. It's been the longest, most horrible wait ever. Anyway.
He's here.
I've replaced my love for Bray Wyatt with Husbandos. Good Lord. Anyway.
A lot more expensive, too.
More expensive, too. Bray Wyatt didn't cost me any goddamn money. Most of the time. Anyway. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I'm Lindsay, he's Rock, and we will see you next week for WrestleMania. Till then. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.